I am going to depart from my message for just a minute or two this morning to draw your attention to verse 5 of what we just read. This is Mark's Gospel. It's not the main text of my message this morning, but I would be completely negligent not to bring it to your attention. Remember this five-word phrase, when Jesus saw their faith.
那我现在就是在讲到之前呢，我想让你们特别注意一下我们刚才读的马可福音第二章的第五节，这不是我今天要讲到的主题，但是呢，如果我不指出来的话呢，我就失职了。所以记住那五个字：当耶稣看见他们的信心。
Nearly 80 references in the New Testament point to how much God loves to see faith in his people. When Jesus saw their faith, should remind each of us of its essential importance in our lives for all situations, whether it be decisions, direction, counsel, or vision.
所以在新约里面，我们有看到有80处，就显出神非常喜悦看到人的信心。 所以这一句话，当耶稣看见他们的信心，提醒我们，在我们的生活的各个情况下，这个信心是多么的重要。那当我们要做决定，在求方向，或者是求忠告，或者是意向的时候，信心都非常的重要。
When I speak about direction, most of us think in terms of which way should I go? Whom should I marry? What job should I take? Where shall I live? Or what course of study should I pursue?
当我说方向的时候，我们大家可能都会想到，我们到底该走哪一条路？我跟谁结婚？我找什么样的工作？或者我来修什么样的课？
Vision, however, is very different, for it shapes our future in every single way. A dynamic faith establishes and shapes our vision for what the Lord wants to accomplish in our lives, and our lives follow after that vision. Lukewarm faith will lead us only to the urgency of the moment.
那意向呢，有些不一样。那么它呢，就会在各个方面来影响我们的未来。如果一个有能动性的这种信心呢，会建立按照主所希望的。 建立形成我们的意向，那我们的生活呢就会去追随那个意向。但是如果是有不冷不热的这种信心的话呢，它只能在紧急状况的时候起一些作用。These
men had faith. Four of them carried their paralyzed friend on a bed to seek Jesus's healing and restoration for him. And when they could not get close to Jesus because of the crowds, they hoisted their friend up onto a roof, broke through the roof, and carefully lowered him down in front of the Lord. They were going to get their friend before Jesus, no matter what it cost them to do it.
那这些人呢，他们非常有信心，有四个朋友带着他们那个摊子的朋友呢，他在那个褥子上面去见耶稣，来求耶稣的医治。 那当时人非常的多，他们不能够接近耶稣，所以呢，他们就把他们的朋友抬到屋顶上，那打破那个屋顶，然后呢，就非常小心的、慢慢的把他放下去，放在主的面前。所以，不管是要付出多大的代价，这些朋友呢，都会想尽一切的办法把他们的朋友带到主的面前。
So the question needs to be asked, do you live your life with the same attitude and vision of these men, willing to do whatever it takes to break through to see Jesus? That is what it takes. It is what faith is all about.
所以现在我们就要问一个问题，那我们的生活是什么样的？我们是不是也有像这些朋友这样的这种态度、意向和信心呢？不管花出多大的代价， 我们就会突破各种各样的困难去见耶稣。那这正是一个属灵的功课， 也就是信心的意义所在。
My message this morning is about an eternal truth found in God's very nature, forgiveness. Faith leads us to forgiveness. For once we know who our faith is in and what Jesus has done for us, forgiveness can flow through our lives like water flows downhill in a stream.
那我们今天早上的信息呢，是关于神的属性中的一个永恒的真理，饶恕。信心会带来饶恕。那一旦我们知道了我们的信心的来源，耶稣为我们所做的一切，那么饶恕呢，就会像泉水一样的在我们的生命中流动。
There is great irony and humor in this story of the paralytic. It makes me wonder if the biblical writers themselves laugh as they write down some of these events, thinking how obvious and yet so characteristically true people are and how God is himself.
那在这个摊子的这个故事中，其实有很大的一些讽刺或者幽默，所以他常常让我想象，就当时这个圣经的作者他们当时写下这些事件的时候，他们肯定也在笑，就在想，这些人是多么的真实，多么的有个性，而且神是多么的真实。
Like the time Abraham and Sarah laughed when the Lord told them they would have a baby. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart,Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? Then God tells Abraham, Is anything too hard for the Lord?
那就像当年亚伯拉罕和莎拉，当神告诉他们，耶和华告诉他们说，你们将生一个孩子的时候，他们就大笑，不相信。那亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地，嬉笑，心里想一百岁的人还能生孩子吗？那莎拉已经都九十多岁了，还能生养吗？那个也 ，OK， 后来就是那个神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，在神有难成的事吗
？Or when James and John came to Jesus, jockeying for position, as to which one will sit on the Lord's right and which one will sit on his left in glory.And Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
那再举一个例子，雅各和约翰来到耶稣面前来争夺，谁坐在主的左边，谁坐在主的右边，和主同得荣耀的时候，耶稣对他们说，你们不知你们所求的是什么。我喝的杯你们能喝吗？我要受的洗礼，你们能受吗？
The scriptures are full of humorous situations because oftentimes we humans act, well, not with a lot of understanding. I don't have that down. In Mark's account of Jesus' healing the paralytic, the scribes sit there thinking this guy is blaspheming.They are correctly reasoning that only God can forgive sins, and they were exactly right.
那马克在描述这个耶稣来治愈这个瘫子，那当时那些文士坐在那里在想，这个人在说健忘的话了。那他们想的就是只有神才能够饶恕罪赦罪，但是他们确实是对的。
Except that they were not understanding that the man they were so quick to condemn in their minds was really the Son of God in the flesh. Jesus, knowing what they were thinking, speaks to the scribes with a full dose of sarcasm and then heals the paralytic, telling him to take his bed and go home. Jesus certainly must have smiled at the amazement on their faces.
So they were thinking the right thing, except one.他们没有知道，那他们在心里很快去谴责的那个人，真正就是 道成肉身的神子。那耶稣呢，当时知道他们心里在想什么，就带有讽刺的对这些文士说，然后呢，他就亲自去治愈了这个瘫子，告诉他拿起你的褥子回家去吧。那当时耶稣肯定对着那些文士非常诧异的脸在微笑。
But in the amusement of this situation, there is a holy and sobering eternal truth for every one of us. To Jesus and God the Father, that which is most important is forgiveness and love. And there is healing where forgiveness is given.
那在这个叙事中呢，有神圣发人深省的真理，让我们去学习。那耶稣天父，那最重要的事情来讲，对神来讲就是饶恕和爱。哪里有饶恕，哪里就有治愈。那。
Throughout the Gospels, we see examples of Jesus forgiving sin even as he is dying on the cross. He is without guilt and sin, yet he endures being flogged with a cat of nine tails. He is mocked and spat on, the punishments and tortures, and is nailed to the cross. Yet Jesus forgives all of us for our sin.
那在所有的福音书中，我们看到了耶稣，饶恕和赦罪的各种各样的例子，即使他在十字架上被钉死的时刻，他没有内疚，没有罪，但是呢，他忍受了各种各样的痛苦，他被九尾鞭所鞭打，他被嘲笑戏弄，被唾沫，各种各样的惩罚。折磨，到最后被钉死在十字架上。然而，耶稣他赦免了我们所有的罪。
The scriptures are full of these kind of stories of men and women who find God's ways way beyond their imaginations and completely surprised at what he does.
那圣经里面就充满了这样的故事。那些故事呢，就是远远的超过了我们的想象。那所以人对这个神的所作所为，常常感到非常的惊奇。
It is in those times we see something of the eternal nature of God Himself. He is found in the majesty of who He is. God is love. And out of His love flows His mercy and forgiveness. Can you even think of anything that is more needed or of greater importance in our personal lives and between nations and peoples than forgiveness? In the forgiveness and love of God, there is a great mystery and a great revelation.
所以在那些时刻呢，我们就看到神自己永恒的神性，他的神性尊贵无比，神就是爱，那因着他的爱，流动出怜恤和饶恕。所以你能想到有什么比这个更重要？在我们的个人的生活、国家和种族之间，有什么比饶恕更需要的吗？在神的饶恕和爱里，有极大的奥秘和极大的启示。
Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines forgive means to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense.
在唯识字典的这个定义里面，饶恕它的意思就是不再因别人对你的冒犯而感到愤怒和怨恨。
Grace is the free and unmerited favor of God. As manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings by the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
那恩典的意思呢，就是神所赐的免费不求回报的，这种恩惠，通过耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的大功，对罪人的救恩和祝福。
But we must understand that forgiveness, grace, and love is who God is. These are as much as who He is as His omnipotence, His omnipresence, His omniscience, and His holiness.
但我们必须清楚明白的是，神就是爱，就是恩典，就是饶恕。那这些就是无所不能、无所不在、无所不知圣洁神的本质。
In 1 John we read, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, or the redemption and payment, for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
在约翰一书第四章七到十一节这样写道：亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从上帝来的。凡有爱心的人都是从上帝生的，并且认识上帝。没有爱心的人不认识上帝，因为上帝就是爱。上帝差遣他唯一的、独一的儿子到世上来，是为了叫我们靠着他得到生命。这就显明了上帝对我们的爱，不是我们爱上帝，而是上帝爱我们，并且差遣他儿子为我们的罪做了赎罪祭。这就是爱。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝既然这样爱我们，我们也应该彼此相爱。
It is the very nature of God to love and to forgive. It is entirely who he is.
这就是神的本性，爱和饶恕。他就是这样一个神。
To forgive means to release. From what are we released? We are released from the weight of an offense we have committed. God releases us from the weight of sin in our lives so that we can walk in freedom and enjoy and in full relationship with God. In the same manner, God commands us to forgive, to release others from the offenses they have done against us, even conversely, to seek forgiveness when we have offended another.
什么是饶恕？饶恕意味着释放。那我们从什么中间释放出来呢？我们从这个被冒犯的这个负重中被释放出来。那神让我们从最终得到释放，这样呢我们可以跟神能够同行，与神合一。那同样的，神他命令我们饶恕，他要我们这个从饶恕其他人对我们的这种冒犯，或者是相反，当我们冒犯了别人的时候呢，我们要主动去请求饶恕和原谅。
Has a close friend or colleague ever shamed you with an offhand comment in front of many of your friends? Or perhaps someone betrayed you? It hurt deeply. It was devastating.Many a relationship has been grievously injured, if not completely destroyed, by jokes and careless words, especially if it comes from a dear friend or loved one.
那你有没有你的很好的一个朋友或者同事，当着很多人的面前，用一个不加思索的这个评语来羞辱你呢？或者有人来背叛了你，那你受到深深的伤害，受到了极大的打击。那常常有时候一些关系就是因为一些玩笑啊，或者是随意说出来的话受到了伤害，特别是如果来自于一个很亲密的朋友或者是你所爱的人。
Most of us will look for ways to exact revenge on the one we used to think was so dear to us. The dearer a relationship, the greater the offense.And the greater the offense, the greater the anger and bitterness that sets into our lives. It becomes a festering wound, and the infection gets worse and worse over time.
那我们中间的大多人在这种情况下，一定会想出各种办法来进行报复。那特别是对我们以前关系特别近的人，我们也会这样做。那这样的冒犯越大呢，这种受到的关系越近的话，这种受到的伤害就会更大。那你觉得这种冒犯更大呢？会在我们的生命中就会积存了更多的愤怒或者是苦毒，那这个就会成为一个溃烂的一个伤口，这个它的感染会越来越严重。
It is not in man's nature to forgive another. If you think it is, you're living in denial. We are all quick to find offense and to seek vengeance when wronged by another. Yet we see in Jesus the great love and forgiveness of God toward men, even as we continually seek after our own selfish ways. We cannot be trusted to do the right thing without turning to God.
所以，按人的本性，我们是不会饶恕别人的。如果你觉得人可以饶恕的话，你其实在否定人性。我们常常的很快去冒犯别人，或者是当别人冒犯我们的时候，我们会想办法去报复。但是我们看到耶稣，他的神的这种伟大的爱和饶恕对待人，甚至在我们继续自私自利的时候，神都对我们有这样的爱和饶恕，所以如果我们不转向神的话，我们没有办法被信任去做正确的事情。
Paul speaks of this in Romans 5. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
保罗在罗马书5章7节这样写道：“为义人死是罕见的，为好人死也许有敢做的，但基督却在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，上帝的爱就这样显明了。”
We do all sorts of things that make us look good on the outside. We can fix our nail in our hair or our appearance. We can put on nice clothes. We can live in nice houses and drive nice cars. We like to think that we are all pretty well put together, and we want others to think of that way of us as well. But our hearts are still desperately wicked.
所以我们做各种各样的事情，让我们外表看得好看。我们可能去修指甲、去做头发，或者是打扮我们的外表。我们穿上漂亮的衣服，住着很好的房子，开着很好的车。我们在想，我们外表非常的体面，也是希望别人也这样想我们。但是我们的内心可能就会极其的邪恶。
In Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
耶利米书17章第9节，人心比什么都诡诈，无可救药，谁能彻透呢？
Only God can change the heart.
只有神能改变人心。
And in that change of God, He molds and shapes us to be even more like Him. And more loving, and people who are quick to forgive others.
所以神要改变我们，他要塑造我们，让我们越来越像他，希望有更多的爱，更多的人去尽快的去饶恕别人。
This is love that Christ died for our sin.
这就是爱，基督为我们罪而死的爱。
Most of us look around the world and see corruption and greed and evil. We have seen corporate leaders plunder and pillage their companies to the point of leaving everyone, employees, customers, and communities, completely devastated. We have seen sin and crime condoned in our world to the point where it is no longer safe to walk on the streets in some places. Criminals and deviants have become so emboldened as to walk into our homes and rape our wives and our daughters. Plunder our possessions and carry them off to their dens to torture and kill. And justice is manipulated so that often we are dumbfounded. Why would God love us when we see so much wickedness in the world?
甚至敢进入我们的家，来强奸我们的妻子、女儿，掠夺我们的财物，把它带到他们自己的居所去折磨，甚至杀害。公道正义被操纵，所以常常让我们吓坏了、惊呆了。但是为什么我们看到世界上有这么多邪恶的事，神仍然爱我们呢？
Corrie ten Boom saw the worst of this depravity during World War II as German soldiers systematically killed her family. They fed her family and millions of others to the death chambers like one would feed a coal furnace. She witnessed this wicked evil because she was there in the death camps as a prisoner herself. It was the soldiers' job, and they took great pleasure in doing it well.
在第二次世界大战，彭科利，这是中文的翻译，他看到了这个极度的败坏，那个德国士兵把他的家人一个一个的杀害了，那他们把他的家人还有成千上万的人，就送到一个死亡室里面，就像你在把煤送到这个炉子里面一样，他见证了这个。邪恶，他们所做的邪恶，因为他当时就是在那里，他是死亡集中营的一个，被关押在那个地方。那这些士兵、卫兵做的事情，当时呢，他们做的还感觉到非常的愉悦。
One day, many years after the war, she found herself invited to speak at a church where she came face to face with one of the SS guards who had participated in those unimaginable deeds. She tells how she had forgotten to hate, yet when she saw that man, all the visions and recollections rushed over her. She knew Jesus forgave that man, but she could not without Jesus' help.
那许多年后，他被邀请到一个教会去讲道。那他当时就在面对面和一个当时就希特勒的党卫兵也坐在那里，参与了当年所做的不可想象的一些事情。所以他讲到，他要讲到如何学会饶恕。但是当他看到那个人的时候呢，所有的记忆往事都恢复到眼前来，他知道耶稣已经饶恕了那个人，但是他自己没有办法饶恕，没有耶稣的帮助，他没有办法去饶恕。
As he approached, they both knew what this meant. He knew her, and she knew him. I quote from her book, The Hiding Place. He came up to me as the church was emptying, beaming and bowing. How grateful I am for your message, Fräulein, he said. To think that, as you say, he has washed my sin away. His hand was thrust out to shake mine, and I, who had preached so often to people in Blumenthal, the need to forgive kept my hand at my side. Even as the angry, vengeful thoughts boiled through me, I saw the sin of them. Jesus Christ had died for this man. Was I going to ask for more? Lord Jesus, I prayed, forgive me and help me to forgive him. I tried to smile. I struggled to raise my hand.
所以当这个人向他走来的时候，他们两个人都意识到会发生什么事情，他认出了他 这个彭克利，那他也认出了他，所以这里 Kevin 就引用这个彭克利所写的一本书，叫做《密室》。当人们陆续离开教堂时，他向我走过来，面露喜色，向我鞠躬。他说：“女士，我对你的信息多么感激！想到正如你所说的，他把我的罪洗干净了。”他伸出手来要与我握手。我呢？我曾那么多次向普萨门多的人们传讲饶恕的需要，如今竟把手放在身旁，不愿与他相握。愤怒和报复的思想在我里面煎熬。就在这个时候，我看出这乃是罪。耶稣基督从为他而死，难道我还要要求更多吗？主耶稣啊，我求你饶恕我，也帮助我去饶恕他。
I struggled to raise my hand. I could not. I felt nothing, not the slightest spark of warmth or charity. And so again I breathed a silent prayer. Jesus, I cannot forgive him. Give me your forgiveness. As I took his hand, the most incredible thing happened. From my shoulder along my arm and through my hand, a current seemed to pass from me to him, while into my heart sprang a love for the stranger that almost overwhelmed me. And so I discovered that it is not our forgiveness any more than on our goodness that the world's healing hinges, but on his.
我试着微笑，挣扎着要举起我的手，但我不能。我没有丝毫的感觉，心中一点温暖和仁爱的火花都没有。我再次默祷，耶稣，我不能饶恕他，求你把你的饶恕赐给我。当我最后伸出手时，一件难以置信的事发生了。从我的肩膀，沿着我的手臂，通过我的手心，有一股电流似乎从我身上传到他的身上。那时我心中涌起一股对这个陌生人强烈的爱，几乎把我全部淹没。我才发觉，医治这个世界的能力，不系于我们自己的饶恕，也不系于自己的良善，乃系于神他自己的饶恕和良善。
His love is complete and fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for our sin. He does not change or waver. He will always love us no matter who we are, what has happened to us, or what we have done. He calls us as believers in Christ to do the same thing.
所以神的爱因着耶稣基督和他在十字架上为我们死而得以完全。他从不改变，也不放弃。他永远爱我们，不管我们是谁，不管发生了什么事情，不管我们做了什么事情。他也呼召我们基督徒也能够像他一样这样去做。
In John 13, Jesus says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
在约翰福音十三章三十四到三十四节，我赐给你们一条新命令，你们要彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。你们如果彼此相爱，世人就会认出你们是我的门徒。
It can be hard to love people in the church sometimes. We can be a pretty hard people to love. For too often we will say things or do things that we should know better than to do. We are commanded to be brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Yet too often we kick our own when they are down. We shoot our wounded and act like self-appointed executioners. I have seen this in many, many churches so often that it sometimes jades me. I know others who feel the same way. Yet we are commanded to love the church, the people, the sinners, and righteous alike. If Jesus forgives them, then why can't we?
那在教会中，常常我们很难去爱别人。我们可能是一群很难相爱的人。那我们常常所说的话，所做的事情，就本该我们应该做得更好，却没有做到。那神命令我们在主里面像弟兄姐妹一样彼此的相爱，但是呢，常常呢，我们在弟兄姐妹失败的时候，我们还会踢他们。那我们常常会自己任命自己，就像刽子手一样的，在别人受到伤害的时候，就像去枪击受伤的人。那我在教会里面，很多教会看到这些现象的时候，我常常感到很厌倦。那么我也觉得很多其他的人也可能也会有同样的感觉。但是呢，我们主给我们的命令要爱教会，爱人，爱义人，也爱罪人。耶稣能够饶恕，我们为什么不能呢？
There are times when sin does require a rebuke, but our first call is always to love and forgiveness. If we approach one another with love and forgiveness, our greatest desire will be for reconciliation and restoration. Always.
那么常常我们看到的有罪，那这个罪可能需要责备训斥，但是我们的第一个神给我们的呼召命令是去爱，去饶恕。我们如果以爱和饶恕来彼此相待，那我们可能最大的渴望就是在这种事情发生的时候是需要去和解，去恢复关系，是一定是这样的。
I finish with this thought. Life really is about passing on what we have learned, and what we have possessed. When God created us male and female, He created us to reproduce. He created us to come together as families, as husband and wife, and to make children that will grow up to do the same. He created us to be people who dominate and tend to the earth to bring forth produce. And in that work, He created us to pass on what we have learned to the younger generation so that they will make wise decisions and build good work ethics.
所以今天在讲到之前，Kevin 有些分享，思考和大家分享。那我们的人生呢，其实就是传扬我们所拥有的，我们所学到的知识，我们所拥有的一切。神创造我们成为男人女人，他创造我们是要我们多子生产。那他把我们建立成一个家庭，妻子丈夫，是为了养育孩子，帮助他们成长，也这样一代一代的传下去。那他创造人呢，是让我们来掌管和照顾这个大地，能够出土产品。那在这个整个工作中呢，他创造我们是要我们传承传扬我们所学到的给我们的下一代，这样呢他们也能够做出明智的决策，还有这个行工作上的道义。
Most important, as believers in Jesus Christ,He created us to be disciples and to take the gospel throughout the earth and disciple others in Jesus' name.
那么最重要的，作为基督徒，他创造我们，让我们成为他的门徒，这样把福音传遍全地，而且呢，带人做主的门徒。
We Christians are to pass on what we know and have learned to our youth and to the many people who do not know Him.
那我们基督徒呢， 就需要传扬我们所知道的、所了解的、所学到的，给我们的年轻人，而且给很多还不认识他的人。
We are to pass on the great mysteries and revelations of what he has given us.
我们要将他给我们的，这种极大的奥秘和启示传扬出去。
And we are to pass on the love and forgiveness that God has so abundantly given us.
我们也要传扬神所丰丰富富赐给我们的爱和饶恕。
There is not a single person sitting here today that is not or will not face a great offense in their lifetime. Do you have an offense you are hanging on to? Do you keep unforgiveness toward another in your life? Don't keep that offense one more day. Go to the person and seek forgiveness, or give it without condition, but reconcile that relationship in love. If you can't do that, then take it to our Father who knows and sees, and he will forgive you.
那我们今天在座的每一个人，一定是在我们的一生当中，没有，就是没有一个人会不遇到这个受到别人的冒犯，或者是你冒犯别人。所以你现在还有没有抓着一个这个冒犯死不放手呢？你有没有在你的生命当中对另外一个人不饶恕呢？所以不要再记仇了，一天也不要。找到那个人去寻求饶恕，或者是毫无条件的饶恕别人，这样我们才能在爱中和解，恢复关系。如果你没有这个能力这样去做，那么就把这个请求带到天父面前，天父他已经知道，已经看见，天父会饶恕你。
But above all else, pass on the love and the forgiveness that God has given us. That is both the great mystery and the great revelation.
所以重中之重就是要传扬神赐给我们的爱和饶恕，这就是极大的奥秘，也是极大的启示。
Alvin, do you want to cue up that responding hymn? May we all stand for the responding hymn?
好，请大家起立，我们来唱回应诗歌。